Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But to tip my cap to everybody involved, it seems like something very, very cool there. All right, back to your regularly scheduled program. Greenberg is going to join us in about a half hour. I'm getting a million people asking me about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We'll kind of have a discussion there. The Vegas numbers, if you are a bettor, the Vegas numbers make you a little nervous about Washington. But sometimes Vegas just doesn't have it, and one team kicks the other team's ass. So, like, you can look at that or not. But on Wednesdays, we always get into NFL power rankings. We use the same ones every week in an effort just to have some uniformity. We go with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. Edholm's a legit reporter. All right, so week three, the Commanders... So the week three power rankings, Washington landed eighth after the embarrassing loss to Green Bay. That's also one of those things where they kind of walked into a buzzsaw there. So week four, they've got the Eagles at one, no doubt there, the Bills at two. Lanville, would you swap anything, Eagles-Bills, the way the Bills have been winning versus the way the Eagles have been winning?
I don't know. It's tough. Like, I think they're pretty equal. I get the I think I would just go with the Eagles one, you know, based on the fact that they won the Super Bowl and they have a pretty remarkable record over the last 20 games.
Yeah, dude. And Hurts is starting to hit this zone of, like, not in their game style at all. But Hurts is starting to, like, sound like Tom Brady anyway, where it's like, all I care about is winning. Everything else is secondary. And if you don't understand that, I don't care to engage with you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, he just seems so singularly focused that all the BS and all the noise, he's just not paying attention to it. And that's a good spot and a dangerous spot for a quarterback to get to. Especially if you root for the burgundy and gold and wouldn't mind if Philly stinks. The Bills, though, have looked like if this was a startup league, this was a brand new league and there was no history of last season or previous seasons, it'd be hard to say the Bills aren't the best team in football. But you got to keep the Eagles one. I found this kind of surprising. They moved the Lions all the way up to number three after that win in Baltimore. That win in Baltimore might be the most impressive of the year. You could also argue it might be the way Buffalo came back on Baltimore. I don't think this is going to happen. I believe in the Ravens. But what if a month from now, 6 weeks from now, the Ravens are 3-5? And, like, that defense is just so bad, they don't stop people. And it's like, oh, those really impressive wins over Baltimore aren't all that impressive. Again, I don't expect that to happen, but... Baltimore is 1-2, man. I'm curious where they put them. The Chargers at 4-3-0. The Chargers look really good. They've started with three straight division wins. They did lose some depth. Najee Harris went down with the Achilles, which for me as an Omarion Hampton fantasy owner, I'm not too upset about. I hope he's okay, obviously. Justin Herbert's playing really good ball. This is the way Jim Harbaugh teams are coached. Like, they generally make a leap in that second year with him at the helm. Bucks at 5, they're 3-0. Three crazy late wins. I believe they've taken the lead in the last minute of all three of their wins. I don't know how sustainable that is, honestly, but we'll see. They got a huge game this week against Philly. Philly going down to Tampa. I also saw, what is the, is it still hot in Tampa right now? Because Philly's going down either Friday morning or Thursday after Thursday evening because they want to get a practice day in Tampa to acclimate for the heat. The difference.
Wasn't it like over 100 degrees in Tampa over the weekend?
According to what I'm looking at, which is just whatever Google comes up with weather, it looks like 88 on Sunday. But the difference down there is the humidity, dude. Like, that Florida humidity is just a different ballgame. I mean, it's, like, we get humid here, especially in, like, August, don't get me wrong. But Washington last year opened week one in Tampa. And so say that was, what, September 5th or something? It was as hot that day as any day we get in August. And I think the humidity is going to be, like, 75, 80%. So the straight temperature difference in all, dude, whenever I talk about Rude equipment, what does Rude do? They control the humidity in your house. That's how you control the temperature. I kind of get what Philly's doing to go down there. Maybe they just want to go to Burns Steakhouse too. Who knows? Tampa at 5, Green Bay at 6. The loss to the Browns was terrible, but man, these things happen in the NFL, dude. Cleveland has a really good defense. I bet Cleveland in that game. I didn't bet the money line, but I like them to cover. So I'm just not that shocked about how that game went. What do you got on this one? The Ravens are 1-2. Their stud running back has three fumbles in three games. They're oddly bad at the goal line. He's got Baltimore at 7. Ahead of at least the Colts and the Niners, who are undefeated, and a bunch of teams that are 2-1. Would you still have the Ravens that high?
I kind of like the fact that he's not just, you know, ranking teams by their records. But the Ravens have just, their defense has been so bad. They've been giving up so many points that I don't know how you can have a team in the top 10 when realistically you expect their defense to just go out there and give up 30 points every week. I mean, that's just not a top 10 team.
Yeah, man. I mean, they have the worst, statistically through 3 weeks, they have the worst defense in football.
Even if you have
the most yards and they're tied for the most points.
Even if you have Lamar and Derrick Henry, I mean, expecting your team to go out there and score 30 each week is a pretty tall order. I just don't know how you can put them in top 10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, the beauty of the NFL is the power rankings really don't matter. It's a useful exercise, but, like, they'll settle it out on the field. I think you also got to wonder, when is Matt Ebuka supposed to be back? Because the way Detroit ran the football, I think, like, the recipe to beat Baltimore is keep that offense on the sideline. So if you can run the football down their throat, just keep doing it. And if Matt Ebuka is that vital to their defensive run game, that almost seems like the most important pair of legs in Baltimore. You know what I mean? Outside of Hustler Club, I suppose. The Washington Commanders come in eighth in Eric Edholm's power rankings. I'm reading now, in Marcus Mariota's first start in three seasons, he performed ably, shaking off an early fumble to slice up the Raiders. The operation ran smoothly because the run game immediately produced, and Washington set a physical tone for the day. Five different runners carried the ball three times or more, all of them productive. The explosive plays also returned to the offense and special teams, especially with Jalen Lane's 90-yard punt return score. The Commanders scored more points on Sunday than in the first two games combined, and they suddenly have to feel a lot better heading into this week's game at Atlanta if they need to go back to Mariota in what could be a fun revenge game for the backup quarterback. Jaden Daniels' long-term health is of primary importance, so Washington shouldn't mess around here if the face of the franchise remains compromised. I largely agree with that. I wanted to pull something up here. So after the Commanders send out a schedule for the week to the media, and once, especially when games are just Sunday 1 o'clock, it's pretty uniform. Wednesday we hear from Dan Quinn before practice, and then the quarterback after practice. Thursday we hear from both coordinators before practice, and then Friday DQ talks after practice, and that's generally when Dan Quinn will rule some players out. Guys he knows aren't going to play, he'll rule them out, right? Last week, they had Jaden scheduled to talk to the media, and then they updated that probably a little before DQ talked. I'm checking for an update. As of now, Jaden is slated to speak to the media per the Commander's schedule. They have not sent out an update on that. Who do you think is speaking to the, and now, speaking to the media on a quarterback speaking to the media on Wednesday is mandated by the NFL. Okay? Remember, the NFL is the world's greatest content machine. They know what they're doing. They want their quarterbacks out there talking in all 32 local markets so that that quarterback is then on TV and radio and internet all week to build up interest for Sunday's game. That's what makes the NFL the television eyeball behemoth it is, right? They have a week of free marketing by every media outlet in the country leading up to their event. It's really pretty remarkable. Lanville, who do you think speaking to the media this afternoon? It'd probably be roughly 2:30-ish.
I expect it to be Marcus.
I do too. Do you think that tells us what we need to know if it is Marcus?
Well, we're kind of, I mean, last year they had Mariota speak to the media and then Jaden start, and then last week they had Mariota speak to the media and then he started. So it's kind of 50-50 to me, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we should draw too much from it, but it will be just kind of an interesting anecdote. Last week, when I really thought, okay, they're going with Jaden, was when Vegas moved the line. So that Raiders game was a 6.5-point Washington point spread, right? Washington was favored by 6.5 going into the Raiders game. And then later in the week, it got moved down to 3.5 and then 3. That was a direct result of Vegas. Whether they knew or they believed that Mariota would be a quarterback, that was the result. I feel like this line movement this week with Atlanta, or really even where the line was set at 2.5 and now 1.5, they expect it to be Mariota. We'll run through the rest of these power ranks. I want to check in on the rest of the NFC East. You got two top 10 teams in the Commanders and the Eagles. Where the hell are the Giants and the Cowboys rounding out the top 10? You got the Colts. They're 3-0. They've looked great. Like every metric you point to looks really good, and I think Jonathan Taylor being back really, really good is a huge factor too. He's one of the best running backs in the league. The Indy is not turning the ball over at all. You want the most ridiculous stat about the Colts? Through three games, they've punted once. I mean, that's nuts. Colts at 9, Rams at 10. I do think there's some real questions if you can trust the Colts, but as of now, they're playing great ball. When we come back, we'll figure out where the Giants and the Cowboys land. They both might be bottom five. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.